time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And I believe it's a good Tuesday afternoon. A little warm up.
I hope so. Here we are.
Yeah.
We're both back at it.
So what do you think of the band? You think they're...
Boy, they were really springy today.
There's a reason for that.
Uh-oh.
There is a reason for that.
Uh-oh.
they gave me a call last week. They said,
The band did. The band, you know? Collectively?
I think they were all waiting on their line to hear what I had to say.
Okay.
And they said, you know, Dave, it just... I don't know how to say it, but we feel like we're not really, we play one song and it's all we ever do.
Yes.
And we wonder if there's any way you could write a song for us. And so I said, well, let me think about it. So over the weekend, we all got together, the band and I got together.
Yes.
And we as soon as I have this on, let me see that.
So you recorded it.
We did. Oh. And this is what we came up with, what I came up with for them to put together. That's why they have such a good step.
Oh, okay.
So here we go.
All right.
He came from the falls of Niagara fame. Birthed by Dr. How do you do with his father's name. In the streets of Buffalo, he played in the snow until it was the time for his family to go. It's Bill, I mean it's Captain Bill. With his accomplishments, he will never gloat. It's Bill, I mean Captain Bill, the man with the nuclear-powered pontoon boat. His family moved Ohio way. He grew up athletic, strong, and smart. When he started working, he negotiated his way in. Because he always knew just where to start. After many years of work, he retired at a very young age, but not quite sure what that age might be. But accepting the fact that he may never know, so he just kept busy to keep his mind free. He started judging yodeling, played senior softball just for fun. He joined the team of sports sidebar, sipped coffee with Juan Valdez and Mule. Did it with contentment, as it was not against the rule. Now he sits alone at home, except for his wife, his dog, and clone, waiting for that call to duty, just standing by his phone. One day soon that call will come. To action he will jump at once. Put on Captain Hat and coat and secretly cruise off of Portage Lakes in his nuclear pontoon boat. It's Bill, I mean it's Captain Bill. With his accomplishments he will never gloat. It's Bill, I mean Captain Bill, the man with the nuclear.
There you go.
Well, I'm honored.
And boy, they were just so hyped and so happy. They didn't want me to send you ahead of time to let you know it was coming.
I got to have a copy.
Yeah, it'll be sent. Before you get home, it'll be in your email.
Wow.
There, yeah.
Well, it's greatly appreciated. My goodness gracious.
all the things you talk about here.
How'd you get all that in there?
It took me a couple hours, you know. Yeah. A couple hours at least.
Well, I'm speechless.
Wow.
I'm speechless.
Let me mark this day on the calendar.
No, they were really good.
We knew they were good. We just hear them. You know, they're kind of winding down because they just had to play the one song over and over and over again.
Well, I thought that's the only song and they know. They must have really rehearsed it.
And they wanted it today, so I think they're going to go on the road with it next week.
Well, I tell you what, I want all the royalties, and I'm sure there'll be immense royalties donated back to the radio station.
That would be nice. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe we can.
We were going to do it. We were going to do a little different. Hip hop, but they want to do big band style. So
well, that was really, really. And you got Dr. How Do You Do?
Yeah.
By the way,
yes,
you won't believe this.
No, he woke up.
No.
Oh.
No. As I told you last week, my clone, which was also in the song.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
This is kind of bizarre. He was up in the Arctic, and he did a turn and went to visit Dr. How Do You Do.
The clone did, okay.
The clone did, yes.
He was on vacation. That's right. You told me he was on vacation.
Yeah, no, isn't that kind of bizarre? That
Yeah.
And all that Dr. How Do You Do in his coma could say was, Captain Bill. Captain Bill.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
But he looks good. Okay. According to my clone. You know, one day I'm going to have the clone come in and do this show when I'm gone.
Okay, that'd be interesting.
He's got a full head of hair.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But he's so much older than you.
I know. It's one of those freakish things. It's really freaky.
Is he really your clone then?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because if he has a full head of hair, can he be your clone?
Well, there was rumor that a Q-tip was accidentally put into the mix when they did the clone. So that's why he's got a whole head of hair. And you'll see it.
Okay.
You'll see it. Okay. One of these days.
One of these days.
But certainly you and the band, I do appreciate that song. And I got to play that to Nancy. She's a little under the weather.
Is she?
Yeah, just not bad. But I think she'll be fine by the time she comes in here and does her volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
But my goodness. Doctor, how do you do? Boy, I wish she'd come out of it. I'm in this limbo.
Yeah.
Limbo.
Yeah. As the song said, you may never know.
I'm. You know who else may be really like that is the Pope. He's turned the corner a little bit now.
Yes, he's out of critical. He's still in.
You know, he's in guarded. They're guarding him, but he's 88, and I would think
double known is a pretty.
It's pretty at any age.
Yeah,
well, he's a tough guy, Frank.
Yeah,
and
Francis.
Pope. Well, Frank. We're close. We're close.
You can call him Frank.
I can't
call him that. Yeah.
No, he. we've developed this rapport over the years. And
I didn't think I should put the Pope in because I wasn't sure how he was going to do it, how he would like it. So
no.
I didn't want to put him in there.
That's fine.
I think he'll get a kick out of the song.
Oh, I think he will, too.
he's got a great sense of humor.
He does, and he's been listening. They have that our show piped into him. Maybe that's helped him.
Into the ICU. Yeah,
and you know what? We're also piped into Guantanamo Bay, and we're getting more and more listeners there.
They don't have any choice.
No. That's the only thing they play is they loop it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
it could be cruel. Yeah,
cruel and inhumane punishment.
Wow. Nice song. I really like that. I really, really do. And I appreciate it. So there you go. Boy.
And the band was so glad to be able to have something else to do.
Well, and they're going on the road with it.
They're going on the road with it, yeah.
Where?
I think they've,
Hiram?
Chillicothe, Steubenville. You know, all the big places.
Steubenville.
All the
big places. My son lives down there.
Does he?
Yeah.
He might be able to catch him there.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Mm. Well, it was well done. Well done. Well, taken aback. Where do you want to start?
I'm not sure where. You want to start with the Cavs?
Okay, the Cavs.
On Sunday night, in overtime, they won their eighth game in a row again. So, last week we talked about how they were top of the power rankings.
Well, you know, I didn't see the game Sunday. It was in the afternoon.
Okay.
And I don't know what I was doing. I think I was at one of my relatives' games.
Oh, okay.
And a basketball game. And so I didn't get to see it. I was impressed, though, how they came back against the Celtics last week.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
Yeah, they were down, 20...
Oh, they were
26 down. To 3 or something like that in the first quarter.
Yeah, and I said, oh, there's no
way. You just stick a fork in it, you're done. But they weren't.
That gives me... I mean, they have the core four, which is really good players. And they have... with Max Strus usually starting. And then off the bench, they have four very good players in Dwayne Wade and Ty Jerome. And I can't think of the other two right off the top of my head, but we got a good bench. I mean, really good bench, so you can rotate in and out.
And our bench really tremendously outscored.
Sam Merrill
outscored their bench.
Yeah, another player that I'm still taken aback by the song. So I,
maybe we can let the band play it again at the end of the show. That would be nice.
So, anyway, we have core four of Mitchell, Darius Garland, Jared Allen, and Mobley, who has just emerged this year as a really, really good player. He's built up. He's not intimidated anymore. We've got a shot, a legitimate shot. If they can maintain this, great basketball. Playoff basketball is a different ball game. And but that the game against Boston did have that intensity, and Boston was kind of we're way way ahead. The fans were laughing at our team. Well, guess what? They chipped away, and
they won it by almost 40 points at the end.
Well, no, they didn't win that game by 40 points.
Oh, okay.
Against Boston, no.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. It was 123 to 116. The Knicks, they blew out.
Yeah.
And Portland gave them a pretty, like you said, Sunday. But, Kenny Atkinson has done a really good job. And unleashed something. Of course, J.B. Bickerstaff has made Detroit at least a playoff contender to get into the playoffs.
As bad as they were, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. With what Kenny Atkinson has done with almost essentially the same team, It has a lot of – because the defense is what Bickerstaff was pushing a lot on and stuff as well. Do you think the team would be in the same spot right now if Bickerstaff were still here? Do you think Atkinson makes that much of a difference? Because he is more of a bulldog. He pushes them in to go and, fight for the lane, and the defense is there more. The rebounds we win.
I don't think so, because he pushed more minutes on the core four. In other words, he didn't use
Bickerstaff.
The bench. Yes.
Bickerstaff, yeah.
Yeah, Bickerstaff didn't use the bench like Atkinson's doing.
And it keeps his guys from not playing as many minutes, keeps them fresher, and he gives them days off as well. That this is important, but getting to the playoffs, getting in the playoffs, and what you do in the playoffs is far more important than what you do to get there.
In fact, they're playing so good that some people are saying, calm down now. We're going to make the playoffs.
We've already made the playoffs.
We have more victories than anybody in the NBA.
If we didn't win another game the rest of the season, we would still be in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
We have broke it, cracked that egg that we are definitely in the playoffs.
Crack that egg? You don't want to crack eggs right now?
No. And it cost me an extra dollar just to say that. Because it's dollar an egg at these restaurants now.
Egg Castle's long gone. Waffle House.
Waffle.
Yeah. Remember Wallace the Waffle Whiffer?
Waffle? The Waffle Whiffer. Waffle.
Whatever happened to him?
He did the way of many a cereal spokesman type thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He was. His print is very small. that or I'm getting older, I guess. So we're 50 and 10. We only got 23 more games.
Yeah.
And you hear on the radio, they got to start resting these guys for the playoffs. And I don't know. We're five or six games ahead of Boston. These stupid divisions they have don't make any sense.
Right, because in another month, they're going to disappear and they're just going to be in East and West. So the divisions only matter up until the last month of the season. Because then they'd be just become two, technically, because you're the top eight. So it just technically becomes two East and West.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Oh, DeAndre Hunter is the other. The guy we got from Atlanta is the other. We got core four plus Max Strus plus four off the bench that are excellent players. And to answer your question, no, I don't. I think we'd probably be about 40 games.
We'd still be heading to the playoffs.
Yeah, we'd still be heading to the playoffs. Whether we would be in the position to be a home court throughout the playoffs would be in question. That's a tough question. Who knows? Who knows? But I think the way he utilizes the bench and controls the minutes of these guys, I just like the way he gets them in and out. I mean, how he mixes different team members of the team in different situations. So to answer your question, no. I don't think it would be a huge, maybe 45 to 55 games or so.
Yeah. Because we both were upset with Bickerstaff getting cut loose at the end of last year.
I just didn't think it was fair.
No.
But you know what? We're not basketball gurus.
Right, and he is proving his worth in another town.
Yes.
He had the opportunity to go to Detroit, which was a very young team, struggling team, and he quite possibly has them heading to the playoffs.
Well, they're 34-27. I think they're in contention for the at least a play in.
Okay.
To the playoffs. And it looks like they're going to make it. And that's a tremendous. They only won 20 some games last year. He's come in. He's a darn good coach.
He is
a darn good coach. And I just wish him the best.
Except against the Cavs.
Except against the Cavs.
Yeah.
And Kenny Atkins has really made him JB who?
Yeah.
I mean, who cares right now, right? When you're 50 and 10, the best, and they're number one in the power ratings. They went into Boston last, and this was the game of the week for me last week. They went into the Boston. They were down tremendously. At Boston.
Yeah.
And they came back. Yeah. In that atmosphere.
They were about 24 points at the end of the first quarter. It was about what it was.
Yeah. To me, that shows, and Mitchell said, I've had enough. By the third quarter, I've had enough. And he turned it on.
Yeah.
He had 40 points.
Yes.
And what a player he is,
yeah.
Donovan Mitchell. Terry
Pluto's calling him the second best player the team has ever had behind LeBron.
I agree, but he's not that far behind, in my estimation. He seems to be more of a team player than LeBron.
Yeah, that's true. Although LeBron does make his team better around him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because he does a lot of assists and such.
There's no doubt LeBron James. Donovan Mitchell is not going to be in the same.
I mean, in almost every category in the NBA now, LeBron's, if not at the top, he's in the top 10 of almost every category in the NBA.
But right now, I don't know if LeBron was on this team and not Donovan Mitchell. I don't know.
I don't think they would not be worth it. The thing is, it's a whole team chemistry thing.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was a concern when they traded for DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah.
Getting rid of Niang and Karras. And
but Hunter had played college with
Ty Jerome.
Yeah. And so they had an instant bond or rebonding, and that helped the situation there.
Bond. James Bond.
Something like that, yeah.
He's dead now. I mean,
Which one?
The last James Bond, I thought he was...
They
killed him.
Shh! It's a spoiler alert here.
Aren't they making another one? I don't know how he survived. The guy who does Daniel Craig, isn't? I thought he retired from...
He did. Yeah, but what do they do whenever one retires? They bring in another one.
I don't know how he survived that... ending, but it's Hollywood.
They, you just leave it there and you go back to the next book, you know, that's all, you know. But the Prime owns all the rights to Bond, not only the movies but the franchise and the direction it will go in now.
Amazon
Prime, yeah.
I think I did hear that. What's going on right now? Everything scares me. Everything. Anyway, this is sports. We're supposed to get away from the realities of life and stuff like that. So, you're right. The team has a good bond. It's a good coaching staff, good owner. Everything. We may have a very good shot at winning the championship. Now, I don't know a lot about the Oklahoma Thunder. They seem to be the cream of the crop
in the West.
I think we'll probably play Boston for the Eastern Conference, and it's going to be tough.
It will be very, very
good. They got some really good players.
And as long as they got everybody back. And, you know, they're not that concerned during the regular season, so they know they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing about them, they're such amazing three-point shooters.
Oh,
so yeah, if there's a way to shut that down, then the Cavs definitely have a shot at that.
So the only question is, you know, some of the people are saying, great job, Cavs, but do you really want to give it 100%? I mean, I don't know how you do this, but do you give it 100% from now until the playoffs? And you know how it is. I mean, I'm trying to say, do they kind of back off a little bit going for the next month or so? I don't know. We still got all of March.
I don't think Atkinson's really going to let him do that.
No.
I'm
just saying the fan strategy out there is, do you kind of just back off a little bit? You cut the minutes of Garland and Mitchell.
But it's already cut down from what they were last year.
I understand. I'm just trying to tell
you. I understand.
If you have a Mitchell injured in the next 6 weeks, do you really hurt your chances in the play? The thought of having an injury is behind, I think, this discussion of kind of scaling back.
Yeah.
But I think the home court advantage is critical. Even though they went into Boston and overcame a big obstacle. Anyway. So yeah, go Cavs.
Go Cavs.
They're exciting to watch, too. Got Dwayne Wade back, and he's going to help. Good team.
Interesting prediction. Not in basketball. Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yes.
Was in a podcast.
Yes.
He asked him who they thought was going to win the World Series. The science guy.
And?
Cleveland Guardians is what he said.
Well, I certainly hope he's right. I would love to have him be right about
that. Let's prove him right this year. Bill Nye, the science guy. Let's prove him right. Yeah.
Well, there's a sad note. Larry Dolan. the owner who took over from the Jacob Brothers passed away. Actually, I thought he was already dead.
I didn't. We hadn't heard anything from him for a while.
Well, he was 94.
Yeah.
He is a multi-billionaire. Family owns. I guess they're transitioning eventually to the minority owner, but I don't know when that's going to
I think it may be either slowed or escalated. Right now, the family still owns control. And depending on what the family wants to do, they will either continue along the course or they could escalate it and sell off the team earlier. It's possible. They said they'll always keep a stake in the Guardians. You know, they will do that.
A stake?
Yeah.
A medium rare.
Medium rare, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that he, it just, to me, I didn't realize that he had owned this team longer than any other individual in the history of this franchise.
And look at the success, really. I mean, we've been more or less over 500.
Until the last few years, we've been moaning about how cheap he is. He just didn't have the money to put into it. But look at what he's done.
He's got the if you're worth like $4 billion, you got the money to.
How much is that part of the Guardians that he owns?
I think the philosophy of the Dolans is that it's a small market. They're going to put so many into it, but they're going to let the team accumulate the money through ticket sales, media, and things like that. They're not going to be like a Steinbrenner family that has all kinds of money to put into it. Of course, our minority owner before this one went out to Kansas City, and I think his name is Sherman or something's last name, but Kansas City's going to be really good this year, and Detroit's going to be really good this year, and those are and even Chicago has improved a little bit, but Minnesota's going to be in the mix too.
It's just so odd that Chicago, they've been and won a couple World Series, but the White Sox, they just so weird that they seem to be in so much disarray all the time. Is it because the media makes it so tough on team and ownership?
Well, I don't know.
The Cubs.
They've
been terrible forever.
Except when they beat us.
Everybody loves those lovable losers, the Cubbies.
The Cubs, for whatever reason, sell out every game.
Even in preseason, you said.
I couldn't believe when it's been a while when we went down. I think we're going to go next year. I'm getting the bug again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. I am. And
You basically stopped because of the COVID.
COVID, and then, after you get out of, the habit of going for a while, we haven't gone back. Nancy likes going. I like going. So we if you put me on the assignment, I will
We'll have to work on that. Yeah.
But yes, they had a new complex. We went to a game. Every game at the Goodyear it's like a 6,000 seat stadium and half of it's filled. Right, you can go in there by a general admission and move over to better seats. Not there. When we pulled into the parking lot, people were selling tickets on the side of the street to get in. I don't know if you can do that anymore, but that's before the barcode thing started happening, but yeah. And it was packed. It was packed that the Cubbies just, they're loved for whatever reason. a team that really has had little success overall. And until 2016, they were the longest tenured team without a World Series.
Right.
Yeah, we are. I'm tired of it. I hope Bill Nye, the science guy, is absolutely right.
And that's funny because when we were there, and that's all the whole story was how they've been the longest without a World Series win. And I say, hey, we only went like 4 years after them. It was our last one.
Yeah. Well, pitching, they got this Luis Ortiz now that he didn't have a good start. But he, right now, spring training.
And it's about testing your pitches and stuff, Yeah.
And Class A hasn't pitched yet. I think on Monday would be the first time he's going to be brought out to pitch. And so they're all kind of just honing their skills right now. I don't take spring training seriously. It had a game the other day. It was 12-12 tie. Come on.
There's no ties in baseball.
There's no in spring training. I saw a tie when I was there. It was like 6-6.
In spring training, yeah.
Yeah. So they're not using the new baseball
computer balls and strikes this year for regular season, are they?
No, but it is there in the camp that they can start to get used to it some.
Yeah.
You know, but again, they only have two challenges a game, so you got to be careful what you do it for.
Yeah.
And it's got to be something that you think is really way off. You know, just tap the cap and there you go.
Well, I would think, like we said last week, it would be a critical call toward the end of the game.
I would think so.
The first inning and the guy, umpire, misses a call and this clearly was a strike and he called it a ball, you're not going to waste that challenge then.
No.
Because I don't know how many, you only get two, right?
You only get two.
And even if you're successful, you only get two.
And I'm not sure if they take the one away. If you're not successful, they take the other one away. I haven't seen all the rules on it because it's new. You know, now it's been in the minor leagues. It's been there in many of the minor league stadiums. So they would be able to tell you better than I don't know if they have it here in Akron or not.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to believe we're in March already.
Yep, here it is.
Yeah, my gosh, it's... Nancy and I are going to the opener. I haven't gone to an opener for a few years.
No, you haven't.
There's still tickets available. I was surprised.
I am too, as well as they played last year.
Well, they sell. The second game, they'll only have 15,000, but the first game they sell. It's kind of neat to go down there on the. It's kind of a different atmosphere, a party atmosphere, home opener. But it's so expensive. The parking is $50 anymore.
Yeah, parking is more expensive than the tickets for a baseball game anymore.
It is. It's ridiculous. That's one thing I love. What's it called now? It's still Progressive Field, right?
I think it's. Progressive Soup Field, I think.
Progresso. No, it's Progressive Field. But the parking. Is the thing that gets me there. It's just that some, like Milwaukee and some other stadiums, have a huge parking area.
Kansas City, they share a big giant lot with the Chiefs.
And
I don't even know they really been charged for parking. It's just a big lot.
Milwaukee does, but I don't know about Kansas City. I know Kansas City wants a new stadium, even though I heard Kauffman is a great stadium.
Yeah.
But the tailgating, you have to do it in a private lot. It's you don't have that. So, and you got Bonzana that's trying to break in. Yep. I don't think he'll be a contender to make the team this year. But he's the big draft pick from Australia.
Yeah, he hit at least a double in the game the other day.
Yeah. So, but his defense has to be honed in.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, we're well under our way, and it's been over 500 days, but Francona has returned.
Yeah.
Yes, and he didn't manage the first game against the Guardians.
No, he went to play. He managed the B team.
Yeah.
Or split squad, split squad.
And he brought in Brad Mills, too, who was retired.
Ah, okay.
Well, Brad Mills retired after his granddaughter died. I guess he was just didn't want to coach for a while because of that.
And there's a lot of family things were going on.
That's
very emotional.
Very tough. But he's back, and he'll do well. Yeah. He's a Hall of Fame man. I was a little bit surprised he came back, but I guess he's in better shape, better health, and we'll see.
In better mood than he was with this management?
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know who owns the
I don't know.
Cincinnati Reds now, whether or not he's restricted somewhat on his caliber of players due to budgets, but he's back. Spring training is back. A lot of things to work out between now and the beginning of the season. I don't even know where they season starts this year. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but
Robert H. Castanelli,
also known as
Bob Castanelli, principal owner and managing partner of the Cincinnati Reds, is checking up the role of the chief executive officer of the team, as per MLB's official site. So there you go.
Good old Bob.
Good old Bob.
Bob. All right. Well, the combine has taken place.
Yep. Does it mean anything?
You know, this team is in such... They finally get a draft pick, right? First round. Their desperate need is quarterback.
Yeah, and this is a year their wrist doesn't want to go there.
And it's truly, truly a dilemma for them. This guy from USA Today lists the top draft picks, contenders for draft pick, the best players in his estimation. You have to go down to number five, Cam Ward from Miami, as the quarterback. So are you going to use your number two pick to pick the fifth best player according to this? I don't know. I mean, this Travis Hunter, who is the Heisman Trophy winner, who can play two positions, Heisman winner, cornerback and wide receiver, is the cat's meow. I mean, he is supposed to be.
They've also got a defensive line rusher.
Yeah.
That would.
Defensive end.
Yeah.
Abdul Carter.
That's one I've heard
from
quite a bit about.
So
just thinking of him and Myles Garrett together, what they could accomplish if we had a quarterback.
So what did they do? Bub, also known as Deshaun Watson, has put this franchise in a horrible position.
No, he didn't do it. They did it to themselves.
No, that's true.
Yeah, because he had already said he wasn't coming here, and
they could have said
the owner said give him whatever he wants.
And the other quarterback, where is he?
When the word of the guy, make him an offer he can't refuse. You know.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that. Will you take this whole bunch of money? and Houston, take all our draft picks for the... Oh, boy, I like to negotiate with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you everything you want. Oh, okay. I only had that happen to me once.
Really?
Yeah. Came in with our request, and the company said, okay. I was on the floor.
Yeah.
It doesn't usually happen that way. Oh, gosh.
So your request might not have been too much out of whack.
No, apparently I didn't ask for it. Shandur Sanders.
Yes, yeah.
He's ranked number 27.
Yeah.
Of the best players coming out in the draft. So I don't think...
He's not a guy ready to start. You know?
So what does Cleveland do? Do they get the best athlete at number two, which would either be Hunter or Carter? Or do they go for the quarterback and have this quarterback?
Well, without the quarterback, you're going to be struggling, and you'll have a decent pick next year when there's a better group of quarterbacks coming out.
Yeah, I don't know that class.
But. I don't either, but it has to be better than what the one they have coming out this year.
Yeah. You know, Sanders is
Raw.
Which is Deion Sanders'
right.
son.
Raw
talent. I mean, apparently he could be very good under the tutelage of a good coach. And Stefanski.
What's he got? The ceiling on him is very high, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, positive upside. But the thing is, though, Stefanski and Andrew Berry, the general manager, they don't have a lot of time left. If they have another horrible season, do you really think that the doofuses, also known as the Haslams, would rehire both of those guys? I don't think so. They just put themselves in a horrible, horrible. You're right. Deshaun Watson, he asked for the moon and they gave it to him.
Right.
And he couldn't perform. They knew all his baggage with the massage therapist and all this stuff, and they knew he was going to be suspended. They knew he hadn't played for a year and a half. And in the NFL, you can't be out of it for that long.
Right.
Look at Aaron Rodgers. He wasn't very good.
He actually played the whole year last year, though.
Yeah, he did. He did. He may go to
You know what's interesting?
The Giants.
I found best fit for free agent quarterbacks. Ready for that?
Yeah, I have this.
Oh, do you? Okay.
My new system.
Yeah, you didn't send me anything. Yeah.
Well, I got a nice new printer.
Oh, there you go.
boy, I tell you what, it was really reasonable, too. I got it through Amazon.
Okay.
It actually cost less than a package of steaks.
Wow. Well, yeah, well, yeah, well, or 2 dozen eggs.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I hear the...
And that's no yolk.
I hear the Amish Powerball is up to 4 dozen now. Eggs.
Well,
I want to get in on that one.
Yeah, go ahead. I got it in front of me, too.
Well, we can take turns. I got Aaron Rodgers, who played all of 2024, which surprised the heck out of me, to be honest with you. And the best fit for that is the Las Vegas Raiders, is what they say.
Well, they have a new coach, which is Pete Carroll, who's going to be, gosh, he's so old as my clone.
Wow.
He's 72 or 3. He says, age is just a number. Remember that. Age is just, he's a pretty spry guy. He's the same age as Trussell, so I can't see why he couldn't.
You know what Mark Twain said about age?
No, I don't, right off the top of my head.
Age is just a matter of mind, so if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. That's what Mark Twain said.
He's a wise man.
Wise man he was.
Yes, he was.
Quite a writer, too.
Yes. Yes, he was.
And he wasn't dyslexic like I am. All right, go ahead.
The best fit is the Raiders with the new coach. Maybe Pete Carroll could utilize his skills, but the guy's 41 years old. I don't know if he's got anything left in him. I heard the Giants want him.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
They say even in his 40s, Rodgers is an upgrade from Aidan O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. So that's what they say about the Raiders.
Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
The truth is out there.
Oh.
The truth is out there.
Oh, wow.
I had to get a new phone.
So we'll see. I think, I really don't care where Aaron Rodgers goes. I don't think he'll come in to Cleveland, but he would be in just another.
He would be in. I could see this ownership going after him. I could.
I thought of, Carson Wentz, but I heard he's going to stay where he is. I don't know.
I think the next one's interesting.
Sam Darnold.
He played outside of playoffs. He had a great year for the Vikings.
But I heard he's going to stay with Minnesota.
He?
I mean, that's the rumor. I mean, there's not a lot of top talent out there. Like this whole list is not great.
Yeah.
And
sometimes when a quarterback doesn't do well, it's because the other defense is,
They have a say.
Yeah. I mean, look at what happened to the Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Defense was so strong and overpowering that one of the best offenses in the NFL did nothing but move backwards.
Well, Detroit just annihilated Minnesota in that game. And you're right. If you know how great you are, like Mahomes.
Yeah.
He was constantly under pressure.
Six sacks, six times. And pressure, two interceptions because of the pressure.
My prediction doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Maybe it does. I don't know. I think Darnold stays with the Vikings. I just don't see who's out there to replace him.
And it's not like you're drafting somebody to take that place either.
Russell Wilson. He was with the Steelers, and this guy thinks he should stay with the Steelers. Well, if you're a Browns fan,
do it.
I was not impressed. He's 36. He's much younger than
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah,
but he just was not impressive to me at all. I mean, the guy had a great run in Seattle. And I think he's pretty much done. I think he's a borderline Hall of Famer. Borderline.
Because he won the Super Bowl.
That's what Myles Garrett. Well, he's going to be a Hall of Famer even without a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of the things that Myles Garrett wants on his resume going at.
And again, the Browns have said, we're not trading.
Absolutely not. He's not. We're not trading, which means they will.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Justin Fields, who was at Pittsburgh, a backup to Wilson, who had a better record. He was 4-2 when Wilson. This guy came coming out of, I think, Ohio State, right?
And then
he had all kinds of potential.
Yeah. And he actually didn't do half bad in Chicago.
No. I hope that he goes to the Jets and does well. But you talk about bad ownership.
Two of the top bad ownership, three top bad ownerships, the New York Jets, the Carolina Panthers, and the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Those are three of the worst ownerships in the NFL.
And we have the worst ownership Cleveland does. I shouldn't say we, because I'm a Buffalo fan. But the Buffalo owner has done a pretty darn good job putting a new stadium, which most of the money is from him.
Yeah.
We got the worst ownership not only in football, but perhaps.
Perhaps all the sports.
So maybe he goes to the Jets. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. The free agency starts here soon. I think it's the new NFL
14th
year starts 12th, pretty darn soon.
12th, 14th, something like that, yeah.
And then Jameis Winston, who was with the Browns.
He will not be back here.
We only have one quarterback right now, and that's DTR, Darren. And that's going to change. But they think, according to this article, his best fit is the Falcons.
The Falcons, so, yeah.
Andrew Berry's pretty much come out and said, Nick Chubb, it's been nice.
We'd like to have him back.
Yeah, we'd like to have him back. But why don't you go out there and test free agency? And you know, I was listening to the arguments on The Fan about Nick, and they did treat him well this year.
They did.
I mean, he was coming off a devastating knee injury, gave him a good contract.
And he was actually building up until he broke his foot.
And how much longer do they go with somebody who's like that?
Running back's lifespan is usually 5 years in the NFL.
And he's going to test the market, even though he wants to stay with Cleveland.
I don't think he has a choice. I think he's going to have to test.
Yeah, he's going to have to test the market. Maybe he doesn't get picked up, and then Cleveland gives him a contract with lots of incentives, and he stays with the team. So at least the guys on The Fan think that he'll probably be with another team who could use a Nick Chubb, like the Raiders. That was mentioned that he may very well end up like that. Well, I just hope he ends up really.
He's another one of these Browns that we would be very sad to see leave, but would really get behind and say we hope.
Well,
he
wouldn't
does
be
well.
His fault. He wants to stay.
Right. We said he wants to do. We want him to do well.
So, so I don't know what they're going to do with Garrett. Maybe this is all ties in with the drafts and so on and so forth, but he really does not want to stay here. He really doesn't.
Yeah, because he doesn't see a chance to win.
Look down the future. He knows the quarterback situation in the draft.
Yeah.
Is Carson Wentz or another mediocre? And I hate the word use mediocre. Anybody who's made it to the NFL.
Yes.
And, we're talking about levels of play that we would only dream of, right? These are.
I dreamt it once and I dropped the ball.
So anyway, I hate to use the word mediocre, but they are NFL journeymen. Let's say use the journeyman quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then who are you going to have the backing him up to learn the craft of? Are you going to go with Cam Ward, a number two, even though he's the best quarterback of the, or you're going to maybe hope that Sanders is in the second round of the draft and get him then? They got number two and 32 in the draft, so they got two first round back traffic. So maybe they do that. But you got the Myles Garrett situation. He may sit out. I don't
think he would do that, but he could. Good. He doesn't get paid, and they still hold on to
They got him. You know, they got him where by the short hairs, as some people.
Yes,
they do.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's a safe way to get it. Yeah.
So, I simply don't know what's. They put themselves in such a horrible situation. Yeah. I don't see a 5-year horizon where they win the Super Bowl. Do you?
No. Maybe. No, because they got to get quarterback, and then they have to build around that quarterback. And the fact is, there's nobody out there right this year that's going to do it. So the fact is, do you trade Garrett and try and get maybe an extra second round this year and a first round next year? In order to have extra first-round pick to try and trade a top one.
I like that. But you're going to have to trade Garrett to a team that's not very good to get a top first-round draft pick, right?
But if you have two first-round draft picks, you can a lot of times trade them for one of the highest ones.
That's a lot of what-ifs.
It is. But what's a better situation?
Okay, so you trade Garrett to Detroit. Detroit's going to be a high.
Yeah, they're going to be maybe the best with. If they had Garrett last year, they wouldn't have lost that game.
That's right. So you've got, plus a call too that didn't go their way. But you trade to Detroit. Detroit is going to probably be picking around 29th, 30th.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a 30th. The first round pick, but the 30th choice in that pick. I don't know.
But how much better are we going to be next year, especially if you don't have Garrett? How much better are you going to be than 3-14? Maybe 5 or 6, you know? I'm saying if you could package the 6th and the 30 together to somebody, you should definitely move up to some point in that first round.
And I would try to get the best package I could for Garrett. He doesn't want to be here. And even though you got him wrapped up by contract.
2 years yet, don't they?
2 years. Plus, they could franchise him after that.
Yes, they can.
So,
and the only reason he'd want to stay is if you start winning. I don't mean winning by you're beating 500. I mean winning by being competitive.
Not only that, their offensive line's getting older. Vatino looks like he could.
Our offensive line was absolutely end up being horrible. But again,
yeah, Jerry Wills are going to get rid. I don't know what they're going to do. I just they're in such a dilemma, and they can't come out of it until they get a franchise quarterback. So are they really going to take a chance on Cam Ward, who's the number 5th pick,
who's the best but still not ready?
I don't know what Tennessee's going to do. Tennessee's talking about trading their number 1 pick to get some other additions to their team. So Who knows? It's coming up in April, right?
Draft.
So
3-day event for what? 5 rounds? 4 rounds?
7.
7 rounds?
7 rounds. 7? Okay. 7 rounds. After 7 rounds, you're pretty well drunk.
Yeah. That explains some of the picks, doesn't
it? Yeah. Kelsey's gonna stay for 2020.
I heard that he was gonna retire. The next thing I know, he's staying.
Yeah. And can you believe that? Well, he's $11.5 million on the he's due a bonus. I don't know what they're going to do, Kansas City, as far
now,
as
now there's somebody they have to renew that they're Kansas has got to do it quick or not.
Yeah.
One of the
March 14th deadline for him to whether okay. They're going to
pick is that up. Was that, maybe that's the one that they're talking about that they have to get him back in or else.
Boy, life is good if you're Travis Kelsey. You know, isn't no it? Matter what you do, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You got potentially down the road, your partner is
a billionaire. Yeah.
Pretty woman, too. A very attractive lady.
Very talented.
And you got a brother who you can get a podcast that makes $10 million a year doing that.
Commercials. And his brother's also doing some of the pre-game show things.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And he can write his own.
His brother's making more money than he did as a football player.
So life is good if you're Travis Kelsey, right?
Yes.
So anyway.
That's about as long as I've ever heard a guy being with the Taylor Swift.
I don't know about Taylor Taylor Swift's. They usually don't last too long.
See, they don't last too long.
Well, usually when you're a superstar, to try to find somebody who's compatible with
you. Yeah, can put up with your schedule and everything else.
It's tough, but they seem to make it work so far.
Well, partly because he's busy certain times of the year, and she's very busy certain times of the year. And they don't cross paths as much, and they don't have. They understand when the other one. Yeah. You got a game.
Didn't their relationship kind of start as a joke? I mean, not joke, but out of good humor.
I think it did. Yeah.
Yeah. I think. I'm gonna start dating. And she picked. She started calling, and they started communicating, and it became a reality.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they were kind of joking back and forth about. I'm gonna start dating Taylor Swift, and so on and so forth. So. And the National Football League is trying to considering banning the tush push.
The brotherly shove.
The brotherly shove. Why?
You know, this thing is either it works or it doesn't. In Philadelphia, it works. A lot of the teams can't make it work.
Well, Buffalo didn't make it work.
They did not.
And it cost them a chance to get into the Super Bowl.
And more than once, the Browns have done. But again,
for those who don't know what a tush push is, it's just when the quarterback. Everybody kind of gets close together on the line of scrimmage, and the quarterback has two gigantic guys behind him to push his tush over
either the fourth yard line or the first ten line or the goal line. Yeah.
And for Philly, it works almost every time.
Yeah.
And I guess the concern is injuries and stuff like that. Come on, are you going to start? I don't like the idea.
But doesn't mean they won't do it. Doesn't mean they won't do it.
The NFL, come on, it's part of the game. Yeah. They devised a play that works. Oh my gosh, ban it.
Hey, I think we ought to go out with your one more time with your song, the band.
All right, are we done?
We are done.
Okay, quickly, I just want to say congratulations to the Zips for. Winning the regular season crown with a Mac. And here's my. You only have time for one?
You can do a couple.
Okay. Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery?
I don't know.
Because it didn't have an arrow?
Okay.
What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
I don't know.
A pouch potato.
A pouch potato.
There you go. That one
I like. All right, with that, we will see everyone next week as we fade out with the saga of Captain Bill.
He came from the falls of Niagara fame. Birthed by Dr. How Do You Do with his father's name. In the streets of Buffalo, he played in the snow until it was the time for his family to go. It's Bill, I mean it's Captain Bill. With his accomplishments, he will never gloat. It's Bill, I mean Captain Bill, the man with the nuclear-powered pontoon boat. His family moved Ohio way. He grew up athletic, strong, and smart. When he started working, he negotiated his way in. Because he always knew just where to start. After many years of work, he retired at a very young age, but not quite sure what that age might be.